Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So today's talk is very similar to a talk that I've given before, but I think the ideas in it are worth repeating. So Nagarjuna, or Nagarjuna, was the 14th patriarch of Zen. And as such, he was the founder of the Madhyamika school of Buddhism and was considered a second Buddha. He's a big name in the history of Buddhism and in this lineage as well. And much of the Prajnaparamita Sutra was based on his teachings. And as you know, the Heart Sutra is considered the heart of the much more lengthy Prajnaparamita Heart Sutra. In the Book of Koans entitled The Record of the Transmission of the Light, this following encounter occurred between the 13th patriarch, Kapamala, and Nagarjuna. Kapamala had received the wish-fulfilling jewel, that means transmission, from a Naga king. Nagarjuna asked, "This jewel is the best in the world. Does it have a form, or is it formless?" And Kapamala replied, "You just understand form and not having form, but you do not understand that this jewel neither has form or is formless. Nor do you understand that the jewel is not a jewel." Hearing this, Nagarjuna was enlightened. Now this encounter between Kapamala and Nagarjuna is a discussion of what is said there, these different ideas about reality. But don't mistake ideas about reality or well-expressed talks about reality. What's necessary is to have the experience of what these words are pointing to. Anybody here a drummer? Good. In percussion, there are a variety of drumming patterns that drummers learn. Contained in these drumming exercises is a way to understand this koan that I just read. A basic drum pattern is called a paradiddle, and it's so you have two drumsticks, and it's back and forth, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, and it's from the left hand to the right hand. And this beat is made up of form and emptiness, or to substitute words, sound and silence. So in order to create a beat, left and right, left and right, left and right, we must have sound spaced by silence. And this level of awareness is dualistic, like Nagarjuna's question in the koan. The beat has two aspects, sound and silence, or form and emptiness. If we look a little bit deeper, we see that to create a beat, sound and silence are completely dependent upon each other. You cannot have sound without silence, and you cannot have silence without sound. So they're inseparable. And from this level awareness, we see them as one, as what I called earlier, a paradiddle. A paradiddle is made up of sound and emptiness. So this paradiddle is a unit, not as two things. And the level awareness, it's not two things. It is one. Our awareness of this is what we call oneness. In the koan, Kapamala goes even further when he says, "There is no wish-fulfilling jewel." And in this example, we could say, there really is no paradiddle, no beat. What does this mean? At this level of awareness, there is no gap. There is no observer determining that it is dualistic or that it is one. This is the level of pure awareness when we could say that we have become the beat itself. It is when we say in Zen, just this. And then we let go of just this. Just now, Now, this is very subtle and must really be experienced fully to be appreciated. And the key word there is experienced. This example demonstrates that there are several levels of awareness, and our practice is to know them directly and to be free to move from one level to another as appropriate. You don't want to drive your car from the level of emptiness. It could be a problem. Also, for example, if we write a song, we need to use sound and silence to construct the beat of that song. We are functioning on the level of dualistic awareness. Next, we must unify these parts into a song, a whole that conveys our sentiment or message. So we move from dualistic awareness to a holistic awareness. Finally, to perform the song completely, or to hear the song completely, all ideas of notes, all ideas of holism must drop away, and there must be just pure awareness. This is the level of awareness where there are no gaps. We are the song itself. But even as I speak, even as I create this description, we are already recreating separation. So even the words, even the labels that we make while we're playing the song, must drop away so that the jewel is not a jewel. Thank you.